Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
We all know we should drink more water, but we need to be cognizant of the types of water in terms of what do we do to make our water cleaner. You know, with the big disaster, Andrea, in West Virginia with the chemical spill, we need to keep these things in mind. So thank goodness we've got Dr. Ginger, Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. I need to get a better water filtration system. I'm kind of lost, so I hope you can help me and the rest of the folks listening.
Well, I sure can. I'd probably by the end of the week, if not the beginning of next week, I'm going to have it's a water bottle filter that uses carbon technology as well as zeolite. Remember we talked about zeolite?
Yeah, that's
supplements?
Great.
Oh, yes.
Zeolite is, you know, as you know, a detox agent that you can utilize both in your diet, but also they're incorporating it into this water bottle that I was sent, and I'm really fascinated by it. Zeolite acts as a microbial magnet. So basically, can magnetize and pull out any little critters in the water, and then of course the carbon and some of the other technologies take care of some of the other things. And that's one of the things we need to talk about is you have microorganisms in the water in certain areas, which of course you don't want, and then you have chemicals and endocrine disruptors. And so there isn't really one technology that can handle everything, and so you kind of have to look for technologies that have a combination of both or a combination of what you're looking for. And so one of the most popular ones that you probably see in the sink filters, the ones that you hook up just to your faucet, are the carbon or activated carbon filters. You guys are familiar with those, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
those can pull out chlorine and improve the taste and odor. Some of them, depending on which ones you get, can pull out lead, mercury, and some of the volatile organic compounds. But they can't remove a lot of the inorganic compounds, such as fluoride, which I know there's a big debate with that, but I don't want fluoride in my water, and arsenic and nitrates and percolates and different things like that. So, you know, you've got to use another technology to get those out.
You know, Ginger, I have a filter that is like a triple filter, I guess. It's a reverse osmosis filter,
right.
And it can filter out pretty much everything. It has at the end, and I know that it heats it up so that it kills anything that's left over. With something, like with a filter, and I guess this was a question that, you know, came up from one of our previous shows with the West Virginia chemical spill. Would a filter, what if any of those families had a good filter, would it help to filter out chemicals such as that?
I don't have an exact answer on that other than reverse osmosis does do chromium nitrates, percolates, fluoride, arsenic, those types of things. I don't know what the chemical that was released. They actually found out there's two. I don't know if you guys talked about that or not, but the one that everyone's freaking out about, and then just, I think it was on Tuesday, just yesterday, there was a second chemical that they found was also leaked in, and it matters what the molecular makeup of that is and what that technology can pull out. I know in reverse osmosis, a lot of them do not remove chlorine or the volatile organic chemicals, so you have to check and see what else is incorporated with the reverse osmosis machine to see if it does remove that. But it does remove fluoride and, you know, basically it's a membrane, a semi-permeable membrane that some things can go through and some things can't. Obviously the water can go through, but like say you have salt water. That's sort of where reverse osmosis started with, is taking salt water and turning it into drinking water and pushing by force the water through the membrane and holding the salt back. That's kind of like a very basic way of how reverse osmosis works, through high pressure pushing the liquid through and keeping the you know solvents back solutes back behind. And so
now, Dr.
Go ahead.
Oh no, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, so in the reverse osmosis machines, a lot of them incorporate more than one technology, and so reverse osmosis on its own won't do certain things, but if it's incorporated with other types of filtration, then it might be like, you know, the Mac Daddy of all filtrations. I'm not sure.
That's what I have.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's things,
you know,
distillation.
Now, what about for our showers?
Yeah, the showerhead ones that I've seen are generally the carbon, which is the kind of like the ones that you put on your faucets.
They filter out the chlorine, I think, right?
Well, yeah, they remove chlorine, and that's one of the big things that, of course, as a woman, if you get your hair colored or if you have a certain hair color and you don't want it to change, that would help. But, yeah, it doesn't get out some of the other things. But, you know, something's better than nothing, so I always recommend, you know, get what you can afford and then become more educated on it, and you'll probably want to improve it and kind of step up, kind of like with juicers when I tell people, just get a juicer you can afford, and as you do more, you're going to want to step it up.
Right.
And so that's kind of how you can start out.
That makes sense. You know, and it's funny because I just got back recently from a trip to Mexico. And one of the things I noticed, we have a whole house filtration system here. And, you know, I noticed the smell of the water, the showers and the, you know, when you brush your teeth. I mean, obviously, the chlorine was just overwhelming. And I kept thinking to myself, I would have loved to have brought a shower filter with me there because it was crazy how it just, and you feel like you're being bathed between the swimming pools and the showers and, you know, the water that you're brushing your teeth with, which you don't really want to put in your mouth. There's just so many chemicals in the water. So I kind of think that would be a really good thing for someone to come up with, like, you know, a travel shower filter.
Well, I don't know about a travel shower filter, but that water bottle filter that I've been looking for, they're utilizing in some countries that don't have very good clean water. And I guess it exceeds the NSF requirements as much as 100 times more than what's the requirement.
Oh, that's great.
For it. Yeah, and so anyway, I've been looking into that, and like I said, I'm going to get that up on my website, if not by the end of the week, the beginning of next week. One of the other popular types of, and kind of the old school type of water filtration is distillation. I'm sure you're familiar with that, where the technology
distilled
heats the water,
you mean, right?
Yeah, it vaporizes it and then condenses the steam back into water. And this removes minerals, but also bacteria, viruses, and chemicals that have a higher boiling point than water. But it can't remove chlorine and some of the other things. So, like I said, you got to kind of combine a couple different technologies to get, like, the ultimate pure water.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's important that you call a good, reputable company and have them come in and show you. I remember when there's a guy's name is Wayne Gundell, and he runs a company called ForeverHealthy.net, and he is big time into water and water filters, and he does a lot of research on it. So that's a really good resource for those of you who are listening. You can go to ForeverHealthy.net, or you can look up Wayne Gundell. Anyways, but regardless, I know that it's important with any of these filters, especially with, like, distilled water, because it's completely dead water. RO isn't far behind. It's important to remineralize the water as well, because then what it does is it starts to leach these minerals out of your body. And we're so mineral deficient as it is that it's important that we do the right, that we know what we're doing. We don't just do things blindly, that we do the research, and that, and they have some great systems now that have the coral in there, or they have certain minerals that are put back that are brought with the water when they're filtering it. So I just think that's an important point for people to realize.
Absolutely, and also remember your diet. I mean, that's why I always recommend a raw food as much as possible, but just clean diet, lots of juicing, so you supercharge your body with these things that are being leached from our body just due to something simple as drinking filtered water. So yeah, there's a lot of things to the raw food diet and to the juicing that can add to your life when you're trying to utilize some of these things that are taking these minerals from the water.
Now, Dr. Ginger, do you think it's worth it for people who have those, the pitchers of water with the little filter in it, and you fill it up and you put it in your fridge? What do you think of that?
Well, those are usually carbon as well, and they do remove something. So, like I said, something is better than nothing. There's ion exchange filters that do the water softening. There is ozone. There's ultraviolet. There's lots of other ones out there, but I think probably the most popular is reverse osmosis and carbon and distillation.
Well, Deb, you definitely gave us some things.
And zeolite.
And the zeolite.
When
you do have it, please. When you do have it, please send us one.
We'd love to, Lisa.
We'll love to test it out and give you our feedback. But we're out of time for today, Ginger. Thank you so much for being on the show as always. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.